Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar and Chelsea.
Mornings.
97.1
Amp Radio. Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday and I don't like it. I love it.
Let's go to party time.
Friday, let's go to party time. And Swifties are going crazy.
It's a good morning.
Taylor Swift dropped her 7th album. She loves the number 13, right, Chelsea?
Yeah, that's her lucky number. She's also born on December 13th, so.
Did you know that's been 13 years since she dropped her debut album?
It's crazy.
There it is. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
DJ Majestic is not a fan of Taylor Swift music.
He's hating on it.
It's not hating. I'm just not a fan of Taylor Swift.
Are you even going to give it a chance
when
we dig deep into this album later on the show?
I give everything a chance.
That is true, because you love spam. That is about everything you give a chance.
He did just say to me, you know, of the three songs you sent to me of your favorites, like, one was, like, kind of cool.
One was all right.
Which one was it?
I think it's, no, it's not the one that you guys were talking about, the Forgot You Existed. It's one of the other ones. I think maybe The Man or whatever.
The Man's cool, yeah.
The Man is dope. Mm-hmm. Don't kill me for this, Tamara.
Oh, here I go.
But The Man, in a way, reminds me of a version of If I Were a Boy by Beyonce.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, the concept of it.
The concept of
it.
Like, yo,
I mean, it's not like...
I'm a woman, but if I were a man...
Mm-hmm. It's a double standard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It talks about double standard. Tamara, you give me side eye?
Mm. I guess.
I'm not trying to compare it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying the context of it.
I see what you mean.
All right, damn, Tamara's about that. You know, yesterday we were talking about how she has the sexy eyes.
She's got the side eye, too.
Those are called the killer eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know it.
Damn, girl. What are you getting into this weekend, Chelsea?
Dude, I'm so excited. I'm going to Catalina Island.
What?
For the first time ever.
That's so cool.
And I rallied a couple of my closest friends to go with me. So we're doing like a girls' weekend. Staying there, doing the zip lining too, because that's like the big thing. I mean, before everyone always talks about go to Catalina Island. There's zip lining. There's like buffalo tours, because I guess like buffalo that they have a lot of buffalo there. I don't know.
Yeah,
so that's like the thing.
I had no idea. They're legit buffaloes just chilling on Catalina Island.
Yeah,
that's dope.
So I'm doing zip lining, buffalo tour. Yeah. Just gonna hang out at the beach
and
just like have a girls' weekend. I'm so looking forward to it.
It's gonna be a great weekend. You'll be bumping some Taylor Swift.
Of course.
You're gonna have I Forgot You Existed on repeat.
Thinking about all the people
that you forgot
that I forgot existed. But then I will think about them in that moment. So whatever. What about you, Edgar?
I'm so excited because this whole week the backbone of my life has been gone.
Yeah.
My daughter Ariela. Not just play it. My wife and my daughters, they've been in Dallas visiting family, my wife's brother, and then also my cousin lives out there. And I'm so excited to reunite with them, hang out with them this weekend in Dallas. I did radio there for 4 years, so I love Dallas. It's a great place. Mm-hmm. I did Latin like pop and reggaeton station, then regional Mexican before I crossed over to English. And man, I'm just so excited to see them. I miss them so much. And I'm going to my cousin's house. I don't know if you guys have a family member like this, like a cousin, a primo, prima, that... they've become like a brother to you or a sister.
Uh-huh, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's my primo Raul. He's actually the padrino or the godfather of Ariela, my 2.5-year-old, along with his wife Lupita. So I'm excited. He's been blasting me all week. He's prepped up some tomahawk ribeye steaks for us.
Yum.
That he bought 2 days ago and is already like prepping them. He just sends me pictures.
Oh,
he's like,
God.
As soon as you land, man, I'm putting those puppies in the green egg and we're smoking them. We're gonna eat them. And like, I'm more excited about that than anything else. So I'll let you guys know, man, this dad bod is definitely gonna take a hit this weekend. Coming up next, familia, we got some more music for you. Also, we got the key song of the day for your chance to win a 2019 Jeep Wrangler. It's Goodbyes and Sucker coming at you in 5 minutes. Hang tight.
Edgar and Chelsea mornings, 97.1 Amp Radio.
Big bank on you, because not only is it Friday, but it's payday, y'all.
Oh yeah,
at least for us.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness, especially after right before your Catalina weekend, Chelsea.
I need it.
With the girls?
It's been rough. Spent too much money this summer.
Chelsea's like, yo, it hasn't been a hot girl, so it's been a broke girl summer.
Yeah, seriously.
Join the club, Chels. All right, familia, thank you for hanging out with us on 97.1 Amp Radio. Special shout out right here. The homie Diablito texted in. Sends a big shout out to his amazing wife, Blanca, who's a fourth grade teacher here in Southgate, back in school. She loves abstract art, just like my wife. So that's why we appreciate women like that. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much. And a big shout out to his youngest daughter, Sofia. She's kicking off the second grade. Chalegana, Sofia. Coming up next, Chels. What you working on?
So I have two rumors to clear up in the Chelsea Report.
Okay.
One has to do with Taylor Swift and her feud with Scooter Braun. And the other has to do with arguably one of the best TV shows to ever exist.
The Chelsea Report.
It is a big day for Swifties. Taylor's seventh studio album, Lover, is officially out.
Lover.
As a Swiftie, I can confirm, you guys, it is a total vibe. I'm very excited for her. This is like the most free-spirited I think we've seen her. I'm going to play my favorites from her album in about an hour.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
You know what I appreciate about this album, the writing? It's like, she's really unapologetic of her perspective in life now. Uh-huh. She's 29 years old, and I feel like she's like, yo, I'm a mature-ass woman.
I agree.
These are my point of views. Suck it.
Yeah, exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I was going to say suck it.
So yesterday we talked about how Taylor had confirmed that she was going to re-record her old albums as a way to regain ownership of her masters, because Scooter Braun had bought her old record label and therefore now owned her masters. Right. And that didn't sit well with her because she says that Scooter has bullied her in the past. So yesterday on GMA, Taylor spoke out about this re-recording, and she said, like, gave us basically a timeline of when this would be happening.
Okay.
My contract says that starting November 2020, so next year, I can record albums 1 through 5 all over again. So,
and you'll do that.
I think that artists deserve to own their work. I just feel very passionately about that.
So soon we'll be doing the re-recording.
Yeah, it's next year. It's right around the corner. I'm going to be busy. I'm really excited.
Boss move.
And that is a big project to take on. Can you imagine? You know, because she's got to probably get all the same producers back in the mix. Max Martin. But that'll be exciting to see kind of how that comes out.
Yeah. And then tell her Swifties, make sure when you stream or buy songs, buy the new ones that
I
made, not the old ones.
Also, she confirmed on GMA that she's going to be opening up the VMAs, which are this coming Monday, August 26th. So that's very exciting. All right. This is I'm very pumped for this. A Breaking Bad movie is finally happening.
So good.
There have been rumors for a while now, but nothing's been confirmed. But allegedly, this is exciting. It's apparently the movie's already been filmed, and it's currently in post-production.
I love this because I believe Breaking Bad, if not the best series ever made,
so good.
Definitely top three of all time.
Uh-huh.
It's so good. I mean, I've never been addicted to a TV series more in my life.
I think I watched it in like 3 weeks. I watched I remember just like binge watching, was like in this antisocial time in my life, but I couldn't stop. It's so good. The guy who plays Saul on the show is the one who confirmed the news to the Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah.
He said it was actually really impressive because the cast and crew did a brilliant job of keeping it secret while they were filming.
Yes.
And apparently it's supposed to come out next year.
Walter White, man, the man that made Khakis a gangsta thing.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's happening. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chels. Coming up at 7 a.m., we're going to drop the top 5 most streamed songs here in L.A. so you can add them to your playlist this weekend. Swifties, get ready. I'm sure you've already listened to the album 50 times over and over and over again since 9 p.m. last night. Taylor Swift dropped her 7th album, and she loves the number 13.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually 13 years since she dropped her debut album.
Yes.
So you know, this is very special for her,
mm-hmm.
and I'm excited for her. Chelsea's got her fave 3 she's going to drop on us this morning. Let me know what you think. We'll go ahead and judge it in the room, too.
Yeah, and I love it. I think this is the most free-spirited we've seen her. I feel like she's really owning who she is. She's being vulnerable. She's sharing stories about her boyfriend and her mom, who's battling cancer right now. Mm. It's like that next level of vulnerability that we haven't seen her go. It's so good if you haven't listened to it yet. Top 3 favorite songs. Okay, my favorite song in the album is I Forgot That You Existed. It's number 1. On her album, and the lyrics are just so relatable. Everyone can relate to the fact that like you have an ex best friend or an ex boyfriend or girlfriend that you're just like, I forgot that you existed. So here's a little snippet of that.
And it was so nice, so peaceful and quiet. Love it isn't hate, it's just indifference.
I know what a lot of you are going to say. Mm-hmm. You forgot he existed, but you wrote a song about him. Just go with it. All right, just go with it.
Rumor has it's also about Kanye West. We don't know for sure, but rumor has it it's definitely about someone that she's had a little drama with, and he's the biggest one.
So. All right, round the horn right here. Tamra, social media guru, like it or love it.
I love it.
All Tamra, coming around.
Coming around.
DJ and Jessica is not a huge Taylor Swift fan, and that's fine. They mm-hmm. exist. What are your thoughts, bro? Like or love?
For a non-Taylor Swift fan, I do love it.
You
it's
do?
A good track. It's a good track.
Yeah, I like the lyrics. I love it.
Wow,
I love it. So
cool.
What's your next one, Chelsea?
All right, next one is called The Man. Now, this song, it's awesome. Such a cool concept. It's basically where she wonders how life would be different if she was a man. It speaks to double standards. It also throws some shade at Leonardo DiCaprio in it. It Ooh. References him as just being this big player.
Like
so.
Papi Chulo, straight up.
Mm-hmm. Here it is. Cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. I'd be the man. I'd be the man.
Would you like to brag about raking in dollars and getting b****s and models? And it's all good if you're bad, and it's okay if you're mad. If I was out flashing my dollars. All right.
I mean, how good is that? Come on.
It reminds you a little bit of Beyonce. You know, the concept of it, right? The double standard. If I were a boy, just saying. Tamra, like it or love it?
I actually love it.
Get it,
Tamra.
Yeah.
Nice. This is great.
DJ Majestic.
I'll give it a strong like. Strong like.
Okay. I'll take that, though. It's not a hate.
I love it. Because it's speaking truth about the double standards in this world. And I have two beautiful young daughters. Mm-hmm. And I want them to grow up not feeling less than.
Absolutely.
And know that they are equal, if not greater.
So good.
So let's go.
Number three, third song on the album that I love. Now, there's a lot of songs that on her album that reference her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, which she's been very private about.
Yeah.
So fans were just like so excited to get this album to hear what she has to say about him.
And I think that's a sign of her maturity, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's 29 now. Usually she was very public about lots of things. And I love the fact that she's being a little more reserved this time.
So this song is called London Boy. It's basically referencing Joe. It talks about his dimples, his accent, and kind of talks about meeting his friends and stuff. So here it is. London boy, I enjoy nights in Brixton, shortage in the afternoon. He likes my American smile like a child when her eyes meet. Darling, I fancy you. Take me back to Highgate, that our love is best mate. So I guess all the rumors are true. No, I love a London boy. My London boy.
I have goosebumps right now.
Yes.
Look at literally, Tam. Can you see them?
Chelsea loves international men. That's why you're getting chills.
I'm like,
girl.
Taylor, never have I felt more relatable to you. No, but that's such a cool song. And, and you can tell she's in love. It's such a good vibe album. And I'm really excited for her.
Good stuff. Tamra, like it or love it on the last song.
Like it.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever.
DJ Majestic.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Not even a lie, just a no.
Okay, well, I'm just happy that you guys, what was your vote?
I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I love the last two.
I'm just happy that Tam and Majestic have come around a little bit.
Yeah.
Being
just a little.
Quarter Swifty.
That is your mission in life, Chelsea, to convert people into Swifties. All right. Hit us up on social media. What song do you want us to play here on 97.1 Amp Radio throughout the day at 97.1 Amp Radio? Coming up next, we're getting into the weekend, and we're going to play a little tipsy talk where we interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. Brace yourselves to meet Tony from Downey. OMG.
A random study shows that a high percentage of millennials do not change their underwear every day.
That's true. Yeah, water is expensive. All of y'all.
Drunk people saying ridiculous things.
Don't worry.
Tipsy talk.
Don't worry.
With Edgar and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, getting into the weekend. Hopefully you got some good parties to go to, having a good time, but definitely don't get too lit like the people that Joe Wow from the Amp High Bros catches in the bars and clubs here in L.A. You're about to meet Tony. This guy was hilarious.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tony Robles and I'm from Downey.
On a scale, 1 to 10, how drunk are you right now?
I'm like 50 plus 50, bro, right now. No, I am, because you can't mix Malibu rum and tequila, you just can't.
Uh-huh.
They're like enemies.
Did he just say Malibu rum? Malibu rum.
It's like water and oil, you can't do it.
It's summertime in SoCal. Would you say your summer body is ready? Why or why not?
No, I have a chicken's waist. Are you kidding me?
And did Joao just say Barty, not party?
I think so. Let's listen to that.
Your summer body is ready? Why or why not?
No, I have a chicken's waist. Are you kidding me? No, I don't have. I'm not ready at all, bro. I look like a grape. I have a chicken waist. I'm not summer ready at all. I'm gonna be honest. I do go to the gym, but I go to the sauna. Like I go there and I relax and I'm sweaty and then I take a Snapchat and it looks like I've been working out, but
stop.
I'm not.
The thing is that a lot of people probably do that.
Facts. Just go for the sauna and the sweaty pig.
All for the gram.
You just look like a sweaty grape up in the locker room.
Yikes.
If you were a food at a summer barbecue, what food would you be and why?
A chicken leg.
Chicken.
A chicken leg. Why a chicken leg?
A fat chicken leg.
Uh-huh. Why?
A fat. Have you seen my legs, bro?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
You got offended, bro. Do you not see my legs, Garan? So juicy.
No, honestly, I would be mac and cheese.
A mac and cheese? Why mac and cheese?
I'm yummy and I'm cheesy. I don't know.
What food would your ex be? We went there.
Expired milk. Oh. Yeah, he'd be like the expired milk. Like potato salad.
Oh, yeah.
That you left at the fridge.
A random study shows that a high percentage of millennials do not change their underwear every day.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah, water is expensive. All of y'all.
Wow.
You gotta love it. He keeps it 100. He told us about. He looks like a grape. He goes to the gym, but just for the sauna. And yo, water's expensive.
And those chicken legs, though.
Tama loves it. Remember yesterday you were talking about your sexy eyes when you're looking at a dude that looks like a snack? You think of either he's a cake or some chicken.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that chicken.
I don't know if he wants you, though, either.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
If it's all right with you, we want to amp up your Friday to a whole nother level on 97.1 Amp Radio by hooking up the key to hopefully start up that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. All you got to do is be caller 9 when you hear the key song of the day, which is Sucker by the Joe Bros. We just played it a few minutes ago. So let's go to the phone lines. Andrea from Riverside, good morning.
Hi, guys, good morning.
Wow.
Okay.
Love your hypers. Andrea.
Yes?
You're caller 9. Congratulations.
No, you guys shit. I'm freaking crying. Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Aww. Andrea, congratulations. Hopefully, this key will start up the 2019 Jeep Wrangler. Orale. You're welcome, Andrea. Where are you right now that you're screaming and going crazy?
Dude, I'm driving. I'm transporting right now for work. I'm right here by the 60 in Rupidoux. Shout out, Rupidoux, Riverside.
What up? I went to high school in Harupa Valley, so right off 16 well, Country
I
Village.
Shut up.
Yeah, for
I'm
real.
I'm from Rupidoux High School, 2008. Don't tell no one.
We were rivals, but it's all good. All right, Andrea.
You're my best friend now.
Yes, we're homies. Hang tight.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to party with Andrea.
She's so cute.
Right? She's ready to turn up. Uh-huh. Coming up next, Chelsea, what you working on?
All right, so I have two rumors to clear up in the Chelsea Report.
Okay.
One has to do with Taylor Swift and her feud with Scooter Braun.
All right.
And the other has to do with arguably one of the best TV shows to ever exist. That's coming up next in the Chelsea Report around 6:50.
8:50. Hang tight.
8:50.
It's all good.
Wow,
it's Friday. We good, and we're about to have some tequila, so it's all good.
Yes.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Thank you for hanging out with us. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend here in SoCal. High at 80 degrees and sunny in LA and the OC. High 80s for the IE in the Valley. And we got some dope things for you to get into this weekend, Chels.
So if you're a Swiftie, I have something for you to do this weekend. There's a dance party, a Taylor Swift dance party going down on Saturday. It's a House of Blues in Anaheim.
It's going to be dope.
Yeah, 9 p.m. And tickets are about $15 each. You can get them at LiveNation.com. So
awesome.
Fun.
And you know Swiftie's got some good dance moves.
Right? They do. Hey.
I just said it as a statement. I don't know why you're questioning it, Chelsea.
They do. Come on.
You're Swiftie.
I know.
And I remember we had a private event with, como se llama? Her. Yes, with her. And remember you were doing your dance moves and somebody's like, are you a teacher? And you're like, why? She's like, you dance like a teacher.
You know what? They're unique dance moves. Okay. Thank you, Edgar.
But I will clarify. There are different types of teachers.
True that.
And different dances. So we'll leave it at that.
Yes. And then this Sunday, you actually get free entry to all national parks in honor of Founders Day.
That's dope.
So you can hit up the popular parks like Yosemite and Joshua Tree.
I'm down.
How
Absolutely.
Cool is that?
That's really dope. All right, you guys know I love the Dodgers. Been a Dodger fan since I was a kid, living in Mexico. This weekend's going to be huge. By the way, they're the best team in baseball, period. I'm not just saying that. Like, the record states it. And the Yankees are coming in town this weekend.
Oh, shoot.
Yankees are number one in the American League on the east side. And it's going to be going down today through Sunday in Chavez Ravine. Let's go. Dodgers handle that. And also, you guys know I love football, soccer.
Mm-hmm.
LAFC versus LA Galaxy. Always an epic derby, clasico right there. It's going down this Sunday at 7 p.m. here in South Central LA at LAFC's stadium. So make sure you catch that. And DJ Majestic for all you hip hop lovers.
Yes, I got so excited when I saw this on my friend's Instagram. If you're a hip hop head or not, this is for you. It's called Contact High, a visual history of hip hop. Pretty much it's an exhibit that commemorates and displays some of the most famous photo shoots and photos and portraits taken in hip-hop. So they'll display, like, Notorious B.I.G., Jay-Z, Nipsey Hussle,
so cool.
Kendrick Lamar, and life-size portraits of those album covers and the B-roll that you didn't make it to the album cover.
Wow.
And you can take, you know, Instagram, your selfies. Ooh. It's perfect. It's free, and it's at the Annenberg Space for Photography. This is the last weekend that it's open.
What city, Papa?
It's in L.A.
Cool.
Yeah.
Dope, man.
Wow.
That sounds amazing right
so
there.
Fun.
Yeah.
I am down for that. Thank you, DJ Majestic. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking about DJ Majestic, we've got the M Mini Mix coming at you in about 5 minutes. Kicking off over an hour of commercial-free music for your Friday.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
If you didn't know, now you're going to know. The homie Nelson is about to tell you.
It's Friday. Let's go to party time.
Yes, it's Friday. Let's go to party time. DJ Majestic already kicked it off for you in the M Mini Mix right now. Congratulations. You made it through the first week of back to school for many of you here in LAUSD. I know a lot of other school districts started a little bit earlier. Shout out to the teachers, students, parents that have been throwing parties because their kids are back at school. I know Mama Bean, who works right next door to us, she says she had happy hour at 9 a.m. every day this week.
Good for her.
Now their kids are back in school. Send us your shout outs. Text us. 877-971-HITS. Estrella Marisol and Luna at Washington Middle School in Pasadena. Shout out to you. And we have J Balvin concert tickets coming up in less than 6 minutes. DJ Majestic, let's turn up, bro.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Make sure you be somebody's Friday today. You know how Fridays make you feel? Feel all good and stoked and happy. Be there for somebody, you know? Hopefully, yeah, these J Balvin tickets can make you feel good, too. You want to win them? Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. You'll be joining his Arco Iris tour, which means rainbow. Staples Center, October 26th. Hit us up right now. Chelsea, we got some shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-out to my babies, Casey and Kershaw, who are going back to school in Norco.
And Chelsea's just reading a text. She did not randomly have babies
all
of a sudden.
I know. I was like, wait, this sounds weird, but...
That was from your mom, guys.
Yeah.
You know, Chelsea loves you, too.
I do. I really do.
The Remix Battle. With Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Win a pair of tickets to party with J Balvin on his Arco Iris tour. Comes Staples Center October 26th. All you got to do is guess the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics, and bam, you win. You got to do it within 15 seconds, right? Do not allow the beat to sway you. The beat is different than the song that's in the lyrics.
Yeah.
DJ Majestic is actually undefeated this week.
Undefeated. Wow. It's lonely at the top. I need someone to knock me off right now.
Look at you.
DJ Majestic says it's getting kind of cold up in here.
Cold at the top.
Vanessa from Fontucky, good morning to you. The word on the street is that you're about to drop off your chiquillos, your kids at school right now. And you got to show your kids that you got to win in life.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take down people that are cocky, talking smack, and that are tricky. Mm-hmm. Are you going to beat DJ Majestic today, Vanessa?
Yes, I am.
Ooh,
I'm very confident. It's Friday. I'm ready.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. But by the way, if you don't win, Dixie from Downey is waiting to jack your tickets. Dixie, what do you want to say to Vanessa?
Well, girl, I hope you lose because I need those tickets. And happy birthday to my girl, Priya. It's her birthday weekend, my daughter. She's turning 8. Oh, I love you, Priya.
Wow. Oh, Priya, happy birthday. Oh,
that is.
All right, hang tight, Dixie. Vanessa's like, that's cute, gotta win anyway. All right, here it is. Vanessa, what's the name of the song? DJ Majestic, if they don't guess this one.
That's it. Like, I retire at the top. Undefeated.
They don't. I'll say this. Vanessa, if you don't get this one, you don't deserve.
Oh my gosh.
To be in J Balvin's presence.
Put the pressure on. Jeez.
You'll know what I mean. Here it is.
Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper. Toda mi gente se mueve. Mi mira el ritmo como
los quiero.
All right. Vanessa, what's the name of the song?
Mi gente.
Mi gente. That is correct.
Got it.
Yo, I like this remix, man. Get it. Hey, yes. Es viernes, el cuerpo lo sabe. Vanessa, congratulations. You got yourself a pair of tickets. You're going to party with J Balvin.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Thank you for listening to us. We love you. Coming up next, Chelsea, what are we getting into, girl?
Ooh, Miley went off on Twitter yesterday in regards to her allegedly cheating on Liam. And let me just say, she revealed it all.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I saw her going off on Twitter and I was like, oh shoot. They just kept popping up and popping up.
I was like, grab the popcorn.
Damn. Goodbyes, Post Malone, Young Thug on 97.1 Amp Radio. When is it?
The Chelsea Report.
Miley Cyrus is speaking out on those rumors that she cheated on Liam Hemsworth. She went on a bit of a rant yesterday. I don't know if you guys caught this. I watched it in live time and was kind of living for it. I just adore her. I think I love that she's just being so real and addressing everything. So I'm not going to read it all because there's a lot of tweets.
Oh, yeah. They just kept on coming and coming for sure.
But here we go. So she said, once Liam and I reconciled, I meant it and I was committed. There are no secrets to uncover here. I can admit to a lot of things, but I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating. Mm. She then said, you can say I'm a twerking, pot-smoking, foul-mouthed hillbilly, but I am not a liar. But then my favorite part of the rant was then she went in to reveal like all the mistakes she made in the past, saying, it's no secret that I was into partying in my teens and early 20s. I have not only smoked, but advocated for weed. I've experimented with drugs. My biggest song to date is about dancing on Molly and snorting lines in the bathroom. So real. And then she said, you know, I swung on a wrecking ball naked, and there are probably more nudes of me on the internet than maybe any woman in history.
Wow.
So she just kind of put it all out there, but I kind of liked it because then it was sort of like no one can criticize her.
Well, it's kind of saying, hey, you can no longer use this against me.
Exactly.
I take that control away from you because that was my past and this is me today and I'm not the same person. But it's a part of me, but I've learned.
And no one's perfect and we're all growing. And I love this because I was looking in the comment section because she also posted it on Instagram and all these celebrities are backing her up, specifically Madonna, of all people, commented, thank God you are a human, a woman who has lived. Yeah. No need to apologize.
Get it.
Which is cool.
Liam, through this whole thing, has been pretty quiet, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, directly from him.
And I don't think he's going to be very vocal.
You know, sloppy
and
messy.
That's sort of his personality. Yeah. And I think that, you know, everyone deals with breakup in their own way. And I think Miley, you know, she feels the need to address it. And that's very much what her life's been. And Liam, like, he's not one of those people that's been very active on social media.
She's been open about it.
You know,
released that diss track recently about her marriage. And now here she is. Hopefully she continues to heal. And so does Liam.
Absolutely. Missy Elliott.
Yes.
She is back. She surprised us by dropping an EP last night called Iconology. It's been 14 years since she's released an album, which is crazy.
That's nuts.
The collection's produced by Elliot herself, Timbaland, and Willie Hendrix. She also dropped a music video for the lead track off the EP, which is called Throw It Back, and it features a cameo by Teyana Taylor, so you'll have to check that out today.
Ooh.
But here is a snippet of Throw It Back.
Throw it back. Throw it back. Hey. Throw it back.
Go.
Throw it back.
Her own rules. Not many can do what I do. So many VMAs that I can live on the moon.
So many VMAs I can live on the moon.
Speaking of which, she's going to be at the VMAs on Monday. She's being honored with the Video Vanguard Award, which
that
is a huge honor. So she'll be performing and it'll be awesome to see her there.
The OG Missy Elliott, one of the greatest female MCs period of our time. And I love it. I still remember the time Katy Perry brought her out for the Super Bowl. And all of a sudden all these youngsters were tweeting out like, oh my gosh, what a huge break for this so-called Missy Elliott lady. This is awesome.
So
for her.
Funny. And you know what I love about that song too? That is old school Missy.
Yeah.
Like, she's not changing. She's doing her and bringing it back to this era of music. And I love it. So
let's get it.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Thank you for hanging out with us. About to open up a gift from my girl, Salma Hayek.
Fellow
Mexicana.
Your girl? Is it your girl?
Amazing actress. Amazing activist. Listen, Chelsea, I'm not going to go into details because just out of respect, she's now a married woman.
Oh,
I am a married man.
Gosh.
So just because of that, I'm not going to go into details.
Oh, my God.
So I have respect.
It's respectable.
You know what I'm saying? So beautiful, beautiful wooden box that got in the mail.
Uh-huh.
Showed up in my office with a handwritten notes. And you can see it if you go on Instagram Live right now at 97.1 Amp Radio on Instagram. You can see it. So I'm going to open it up.
Okay.
And read the note that we got from my girl, Summer Hike. It says, I'm very happy to share with you. Okay. But before I say what it is, can you guys guess what's in the box? Chelsea, what's your best guess?
Well, I know Salma Hayek has like a facial like lotion line, like skincare line. So maybe some like skincare products for you?
Yeah, no, I remember when she was starting that. Yeah, I helped her out a little.
Okay.
It's like, yo, you want to throw some avocado in there? You know what I'm saying? DJ Majestic, what do you think it is?
I'm going to go with salsa.
Just salsa?
Yeah, some hot sauce.
Sending me salsa, that would be a sin. And no tacos, bro? How do you do that? How do you do that?
Also, right. That note is definitely like printed. It's not handwritten at all. It's definitely like been mass produced and sent to a bunch of people.
That's exactly.
You can tell by it.
That's exactly. Look,
it's
Chelsea,
not personalized.
I understand that you're jealous for many reasons and you're trying to put me down right now, but it's definitely handwritten for those watching on Instagram Live right now. It is handwritten. Look at her signature, Chelsea.
Yeah, it's definitely.
That is not mass.
That's literally a stamp.
It does look like a stamp from here.
She's just really good at her signature, y'all. Oh, anyways. Her note says this.
Okay.
Edgar, long time no talk. I understand you're married now. I'm married. Let's not talk about that right now.
I call BS.
And then she goes on to say, I'm very happy to share with you one of the first bottles of my tequila.
Oh.
Tequila Herederos, a project that has been in my head for years. You know that though, Edgar. Yes, I do, Salma. And has finally become a reality. So straight out of Jalisco, which is my home state in Mexico. I'm from Ocotlán, Jalisco. So let's open it up, y'all.
Okay.
Right here. And we'll do a taste test.
Wow.
Wow, that's beautiful. We got some añejo right here. So there's three types of tequila, right? You have blanco, añejo, and reposado, all with different textures and tones and tastes.
Serious question though, Edgar, because you love your tequila. You're a Casamigos fan.
Yeah.
And you're also really nice. But like the thing is if you don't like this, will you say it? Will you be honest and say if you don't like it? Okay.
Salma knows I'm honest. Okay. Oh, obviously.
You guys have that type of relationship.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, I'm going to pass out a little shot glasses.
Okay.
We just happen to have shot glasses in the studio. And then we'll do a taste test on Instagram Live, and we'll let you know how good this new tequila is.
All right.
From my girl, Salma Hayek. Love you guys. Yes, Ortiz coming up next, taking over La Radio. Remember, you're listening for the key song of the day, which is Sucker by the Joe Bros. When you hear that, be calling 9. Get yourself a key to pick up a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler. Love you. Have a great weekend. Salud.
Edgar and Chelsea Mornings. Amp Radio.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.